Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's move over to another conversation. We haven't talked about this for a few days. Nancy Guthrie has been missing from her Tucson home for nearly 6 months. No suspect name, no arrest. And 2 days ago, a former FBI agent went on camera and said out loud what nobody in an official capacity has been willing to say. The case is completely cold. He's a former FBI agent, just like Jennifer Coffendaffer, who is with us, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent. What's your guys' take? Jen, I'm going to start with you. Is Steve Wright, is this case completely cold, as he said to Brian Anton the other day, Jen? Has the train derailed? Robin, how about you? What's your take on it? Do you think that this case is completely cold? We have not had any sort of updates in any sort of official capacity. I don't know in how long. That doesn't necessarily mean there's not things going on in the background, though. Robin, what's your take?
Yeah, it's anytime you see a former agent saying it's completely cold or not cold, that they aren't currently in, I always approach that with a good dose of maybe. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, though, I'm leaning towards there's not a lot of momentum is a good way to put it. I think there's a lot of waiting for returns on. I think still they're still waiting on DNA, I think.
Yeah.
And that's why we're in a real gray area of we think there's something going on, like research in certain areas or not. But on the large scale investigation, there's not a lot to be done right now, I wouldn't think, because who else are you going to interview? Because so if you look at it, what else could be going on? Digital forensic, you know, analysis. Well, if we're not getting any new things in, then there's nothing more to investigate there. If there's no new leads on people calling in tips or anything, then there's no more people to interview there. I just, again, it's hard to judge it because if we're not seeing it in the public venue, then is there more going on? I personally don't think there's a whole lot going on. Do I think it's cold? No, but do I think there's a lot of momentum? Definitely not. It's kind of a, this just case such a shit show.
If there was things going on behind the scenes, if there was momentum, if there was, you know, traction being made and the plow is being moved down the field like Jeremy Clarkson on the farm. So I've become addicted to as well.
That's a good one, isn't it?
What would we be seeing right now in the public? Would we be seeing anything? Obviously, the FBI, they're going to keep everything very close to the vest until anything actually comes out. We've had a lot of leakage. It was, you know, allegedly from a lot of people, from this person has this person is that source, and the other person has that other source, and they're all saying different things. So I don't know how reliable that leakage even is. But what would we be seeing if they're making solid strides here?
I would think we'd see leakage with new information. Oh, so go ahead.
Jen's back. Okay.
Yeah, Jen, go ahead, Jen.
You go, talk. Jen.
the train is back on the track. Hey, listen, but I think the comments by that agent, with all due respect, and I think that that is off the track. I'm just going to be crystal clear why I think that. Cold, the definition of a cold case is when you have nothing left. You have no roads to go down. It's ice cold. You have nothing, and it goes on the cold case shelf. That's what happens to it. You don't work it anymore. It goes in what we call in the FBI pending and active. That's literally what we rename it from, an active case. So that isn't what we have here. Listen to all these roads that still need to be gone down. We still have no answers, and I know they're still pursuing this. This I have firsthand knowledge of.
Okay.
They are pursuing the road of the IP address connected to those first two notes. They are still pursuing that, those notes that went into the media sources, the local media sources, and the one note that went to TMZ as well. So that isn't a dead end. It's just an inroad that is taking forever to resolve. There still is the Bitcoin that we can't just forget about. That is still being looked at by the, you know, leading nation cryptocurrency Bitcoin wallet openers. Like, that is what they do, and that's what they're going to be doing. Also, we haven't even talked about the 10,000 leads. I mean, just make yourself a to-do list and put 10 things on it a day. How long is it going to take? Now they're down to about 24 agents on that squad, and, you know, maybe a half a dozen working this fairly full-time. We don't even know all those leads that might be in there that have been triaged that they're still following up on. I think there is still so much to do. And then, of course, we know about the DNA and all of that, but I think there's so much going on behind the scenes, and from being in those shoes, and it depends on each agent's background. I know his background is a pilot and CT, and which is great, but being in that war room and working these violent crime cases, there's a lot of roads I think they're going down.
How much longer do you think it's going to be for the, you know, basically tempo-wise for like the IP checks and the crypto checks? Because that's the real unknown area, because that stuff wasn't going on when I was still in. That's more relatively new. Any idea on the tempo of that? And I get the 10,000 leads and 10,000, you know, more interviews to do. That takes time, and it's laborious, and trying to track down people that call that stuff in, it takes a lot of time, especially if you have limited number of agents doing those things, and it's a collateral duty to do those things. But what about the electronic stuff, Jen?
You know, I think it's going to take a long time, because obviously all they're hitting are dead ends. You know, they're just hitting dead end after dead end. And I think it's going to be similar, although it's taking much longer, to the situation with Porch Guy when his face was revealed on those videos. And it was a big aha moment on day 10, right? I think that that's what we're going to see. Quiet, quiet, quiet. And then a huge aha moment with maybe even somebody that comes forward as to Porch Guy's, you know, identity. There's another agent that's talked a lot about this case, and she has said that, oh, it's red hot, and they're about to basically arrest Porch Guy. So, you know, there's so many opinions out there. My opinions are definitely based on working the cases and historical knowledge on these kinds of cases and just how long they take. So not insider source information per se.
Let me ask you about that.
They just take a long time.
Because so many, I mean, there's a ton of people reporting on this. A ton of people have their inside source with the FBI that they anonymously report what they think they're getting. And we have a lot of really good reporters out there, that it's not just, you know, some of these grifters that are out there. I mean, there's some really solid, lifelong reporters that have their inside sources, and it's seemingly they're all saying different things. That number one, that's leakage that's going on that obviously shouldn't be, but is. But you have this many different, opinions coming out of these, you know, quote unquote sources from inside the actual FBI. How does that read to you, Jen? I mean, what does that tell you when that's going on in a case like this?
Well, and I know Robin and I have talked about it on your show before. It's so disheartening to us, I think, because it's unfathomable to think that anyone with real knowledge on this case is saying anything of any importance. And it's really disheartening if that's truly happening. I really just don't think that's happening. I think it's several steps removed. And that's why, one source says the notes are fake. Another source says the notes are real. Mm-hmm. Another source says, this. And I mean, we've heard it all, haven't we? The case mm-hmm. is about to be solved. Another one says it's ice cold. I mean, it's so ridiculous, the differentiation of opinions on this deal. And it's because, quite frankly, no one knows because we haven't seen the information out there. But that's why you have to go with what does an investigation like this look like behind the scenes? And it's going to take time or somebody recognizing porch gas.
So, and Jen, correct me if I'm wrong on how I see all this leakage coming. And that's why and for Tony and the audience, I go more on what Jen says on this, not because, like she said, she's there on the case, but she's mm-hmm. got reps doing these kinds of cases. And so when I was working my cases and Jen was working the same types of space as I was, here's where you might be having leakage that could be inaccurate information. Mm-hmm. So typically, when I was in 26 Federal Plaza in Lower Manhattan, we had, you had entire floors. There was no separate offices. There was separate cubicles for the supervisors, which their dividers went a little bit higher. But everyone, I could see six squads in one big floor. And typically, you could tell if a squad had something going on or not by the tempo of that squad, the people that are coming and going, or they're sitting at their desk. I mean, so you could tell by what's going on, if there's a lot going on, a little going on, they had a big case, not a big case, by the comings and goings, because you could see what was going on without any knowledge of exactly what was going on. And so a conjecture of mine is you could get leakage from insider sources from someone who is adjacent to a squad. They're seeing things in the office, they're seeing a tempo shift. Doesn't mean that there's not anything going on. They might have hit a different phase, like Jen's saying, a different phase of investigation, which instead of going out and interviewing 50,000 million people, they're sitting behind a desk just analyzing what's coming in, or they've removed all the information to an offsite and they're doing it there. So they're not seeing any tempo on a squad. So this could be conjecture from people if there are inside sources that are just not privy to exactly what's going on because they're not on the squad, they're adjacent to the squad. So that's just one conjecture of mine about why you're having differing opinions on all these things, because they're actually not there. They're just close enough they think they know. Am I right on that, Jen?
Well, and I'll take it even one step forward or further, and I agree with you, Robin, but I think it's maybe that person then literally says something, hey, what's going on that Nancy Guthrie case, to the hubby. And the hubby says, it's dying down, or, oh, they've got a great lead. And then she's in the beauty shop and she's talking and everybody knows she's the wife of the agent. And, that is literally how far removed this information could be.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what people run with. And it's just too many layers and not knowledge that's coming from. My understanding, and this was through CBS reporting, is there are 24 people on that squad and 12 people, I believe, that are quote unquote assigned. I believe that was their reporting.
You know
how that dribbles down, because everybody sometimes can forget there's other huge cases that were going on when Nancy Guthrie's case was going on. They were on the precipice of doing warrants. They were doing a drug thing. They were doing, a violent crime case that hit ahead. And those agents can't be all working Nancy Guthrie. And that's what happened. It to me, they just sucked that all out. And there's only going to be a few officially assigned.
Absolutely.
Are you at all surprised? I saw we had a comment asking if a vehicle has been ID'd yet. And the answer to that is no. I'm surprised at that fact that we don't even have anything. Maybe you don't have a license plate. Maybe that's blur. But I mean, it's the middle of the night. I know it's a neighborhood that it's a dark neighborhood or whatever they call it. But I mean, there are ways of coming and going out of this place where I don't know. I haven't mapped it. I haven't physically been there. So this is just pure ignorant conjecture from someone going, well, there's cameras all over the place. How is it, though? I mean, when you've looked at this closer than I think almost anyone I know, Jen, when someone asks you that question, how is it there's been no vehicle of even interest that seemingly has popped up here in this case that they're honing in on after half a year now with cameras being everywhere? There's not a ton of people on the road at that time. How is there nothing in that department?
I got to tell you, that's the most disconcerting part to me, not because I would expect them in the light pollution areas. No, but what I would do is set up, and actually I'm going to put this out in a tweet, with each choke point that leaves that neighborhood, follow it through to the next choke point. Because remember, we're talking at, 2:30 in the morning. It's not like we're talking about rush hour, for heaven's sakes. There's only going to be so many cars that ultimately have to leave a checkpoint. I mean, a choke point, we call them. In other words, where you have to turn left or right or go straight, and you take those choke points and you look at the cameras on those choke points. Then you go to the next one. It's a lot. It's laborious. But we have thousands of analysts, and that is exactly what they do well. They say, listen, you just take this route and analyze every choke point, who has a ring, who has a nest, get that subpoenaed, and let's get this resolved. Because at some point, they have to come out. They have out. They're not going through that desert.
How have they not done that by now? I mean, or have they, and they don't have anything? I don't know. I mean, unless the guys got into a hot air balloon and picked her up and went into the sky, I don't know how there's not something.
We got the hot air balloon theory just hit the Nancy Guthrie case.
There we go. There's the headline. Oh, was Nancy abducted in a hot air balloon? You know? I don't know.
Conspiracy among all the scientists. Okay, we won't even go down that road. That'll get me really sardonic in a hot minute. But no, but this is the thing with this. It is arduous work. You can't even look away for a second. I mean, you take breaks and you pause it. But you know what I mean? Literally one blink of your eye, one looking away for a second means you could miss that car that went by. Right?
Yeah,
it's arduous work. And I want to mention this, too. And I don't know if you saw this, but this is something really bothering me, is the Cal Ripken case. 74 years old, gunman goes into her house, abducts her at gunpoint, takes her, wants money and wants her car, starts feeling sorry for her. Like she says, I don't want my eyes bandaged because I've got claustrophobia. They take that off. They put or don't even put it on. I think just put the blindfold on. They have her gagged. They give her cigarettes. They give her food. Listen, this is the scary part. You ready? He is on camera at a Walmart. I've got the footage. Many people have it. There's a composite sketch of him. It's been since 2012. They still do not have this guy who kidnapped her. Now, he let her go after about just under 24 hours, like 23 hours and 20 minutes or something. But can you imagine in this day and age, they were smoking in there? Can you imagine the DNA-laden vehicle that they have? Still haven't solved that case. $100,000 reward still exists.
It's mind-boggling with the technology that we have. I mean, that's why it's disturbing. And I mean, nothing of any sort of revelation should be happening on a podcast or this or that to investigators here. When we're talking about the choke points on the road and all that, they have to have looked at these things by now. Nobody's like, oh, that's a good idea. Heard that on the podcast. I'm going to go down that road. I mean, they have to have done these things, haven't they? I mean,
maybe.
They have. I guarantee there's analysts looking at all of this. I think there's a huge level of frustration. I can't even imagine because what I really agreed with the agent that Brian interviewed was the level of, and Robin knows all about this too, the level of pressure that an agent is going to put on themselves. I'm telling you, whoever's working this case, they are still not sleeping at night. They are sick. They're waking up in the middle of the night going, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we should do this. Did we look at that? And then you have the administration putting, you know, their boss is putting pressure on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a national embarrassment, really, at this point. But it's more, I think, the fact that it takes patience. It's going to take a big break. I swear, every time I get a phone call late at night, I'm like, oh, my God. They've discovered who Porch Guy is. That's my first thought.
Every time I go on Twitter or X and I see some like, it's nothing. Every single time. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. That's where Nancy Guthrie is sitting right now. Obviously, we will continue to follow it. Be sure to press subscribe as we continue to work our way through it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 Breakfast Meal Deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un Sausage McMuffin o Sausage Biscuit, Hash Brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.